A small clip audio from today's BBC Radio Stoke about my campaign, Anti-Bullying.
As well, you're currently leading an anti-bullying campaign.
Yes, indeed, yes, that's right. And, you know, the internet, as it's, you know, it's good tools and it's bad tools. But, yeah, the cyberbullying campaign, which I set up in April, I set that up because I've been, you know, trolled online. I've been bullied for 35 years now. As a child, with, you know, somebody with autism, and growing up as an adult, going on the internet and the, you know, and the technology age, and even receiving a death threat.
Good Lord.
Through social media platforms such as Twitter, which resulted in an email with a death threat, and also I actually reported it to the police and the police in the other country, but because of due restrictional cross-border laws, they couldn't do anything. If the person had sent the death threat in this country, then they could have been prosecuted under the Harassment Act and Telecommunications Act 1964. But because it was overseas, the police were powerless. So now I've got this major campaign at the moment, which has been backed by 104 MPs in Parliament, and also an MEP, Phil Bennion, who's taking it over to Europe, which has been backed by the European Parliament now. So what I want to do is to get the current hate crime laws in the UK changed for people with disabilities, so that if somebody does get bullied, whether it's online or offline, that they get tougher prosecution, such as, you know, they either get a fine or they actually get imprisonment.
So can I just be clear, currently the hate crime laws, am I right in saying, do not encompass people with disabilities, is that right?
Yeah, the current hate crime laws simply don't work. When somebody's got a disability and they report a hate crime, it just gets logged by the police. The police don't really actually take any action. You know, if you look at the case which happened a few years ago, the Helena Pinkleton case, which was a lady with learning disabilities down south who was being bullied in her own street, and her mother reported it 9 times to the police.
I remember this one.
And the police did absolutely nothing. She ended, and her mother taking her own life. Also, there was another story a few years ago up in the north where a younger lad, it was his 18th birthday, and some of his friends took him out to a, you know, to a party, doused him in petrol and sat
in as well. Yeah.
So the current hate crime laws, as they sit in the UK at the moment, don't work. So I want